What's up, sober family? Welcome to I Kissed Alcohol Goodbye, the podcast for newly sober people learning to love ourselves instead of booze. This is a special, possibly final episode of this little podcast, and I want to explain to you why and tell you that it's all good. It's good news. I'm overdue to give an update, and I'm very sorry for that. It's been months since I shared an episode, and I had started season 5, and thought that it was going to be something that I was going to do all winter, and turned out it was not something that was a priority. The priority went to a new job that I have at Amazon with Spruce. He's been doing really well at the warehouse where we work. And over the course of the winter, I just have focused on work and family. And I forgot about my 2-year anniversary day. Like, I thought, oh, I'll do an episode when it comes up in February. And then the day of, I forgot. And a day or two later was my birthday. And I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot my 2-year soberversary. So I'm just past 26 months as of this recording in mid-April of 2024. And mostly this episode, I just wanted to give you all an update and to explain, you know, why I've been away, and to apologize to you for not doing a better job of keeping you up to date. I sort of vanished from social media and from even from my groups that I'm on Instagram that have endured for the last couple of years. I've gone not radio silent, but pretty quiet. And so I've explained to them what's been going on, and they've been super supportive and have told me to take care of myself. That's the thing that I think I've learned the most over the past couple of years, is that I really have to prioritize myself first and not feel bad about that. You know, I just encourage you, wherever you're at in your sober journey, even if you had a slip or if you are just on a relapse of however long and you feel like you can't get back on in the saddle, I'll tell you, like, it takes time and takes effort. And even when you quit, it's hard. 2 years ago at this point, in the spring of 2022, you know, I thought that my life had collapsed, and I was sober, so at least I had that going for me. But I mean, it's not like things got better. Things actually got worse and got harder for a while, because I didn't have, I mean, not worse. It just, they felt worse because I wasn't drinking to cope with the pain. And when you stop taking the poison that makes you feel better, it forces you to deal with things and to come to terms with the messes that you've made and to work through those. And it hurts, but it's worth it. I can tell you, things did start getting better. And it took a minute, and it took several more job attempts for me to find the right fit. And I really think that this Amazon thing seems to be, I for the first time, probably since I left the Army, I can say, you know, I love my job. And that's a great blessing. I just can tell you, I wouldn't be here without all of you. I am so grateful for having had this opportunity to share a couple years of my life with you. And I don't want to vanish forever, but if I do, then I don't want y'all to think that I collapse back into a hole. And if I do get to a point where things are rough, then I will be back reconnecting with all of you to keep myself accountable. And from the get-go, this podcast really was selfish. It was intended to help keep me on the level with my own sobriety, and I keep me accountable to all of you. And again, that's where I feel like I've fallen short, where I didn't keep everybody updated. I know there's not like a cult following of I Kissed Alcohol Goodbye fans, but there is a core group of you who have really just made a huge difference. And even now, every once in a while, I get an Instagram message from someone who's come across the pod. And so I'm going to leave it up, you know, for I think my hosting service is good through September. So I will leave it up so that people can still listen to all the episodes, at least until then. And you can contact me at any time at on Instagram at I Kissed Alcohol Goodbye. And I will keep that account active. I just may not be checking it every day. You can email me at dana.krull, K-R-U-L-L, at gmail.com. And I would love to stay in touch with you. So let me just leave you with some words of encouragement. Wherever you're at, whatever you've got going on, and no matter how many days of sobriety you have, we're all in the same day. And I want you to know that you're loved, okay? There are people out here who love you. And I have found people in the last 2 years that are more trusted and closer to me than people in my own family. And that is something very special and something that I've needed for a long time. I'm just so grateful that my family here in my home, my wife and our three boys that were together. Addie and I are going to share a 20th anniversary in a couple months, which is fantastic. And I'm excited about that. And glad that we're reaching that milestone together. And I'm saying all that to say, like, there are people who are listening to this right now who are brothers and sisters of mine who we may not share the last name, but we are family. And you all have been my sober family. And listen, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, I love you. And please reach out to me anytime. I don't know if I'll be back, but I'm doing great. And I will still be available for any of you that need anything. So Al, Spruce and I send you all of our sober love. And we say goodbye, alcohol. Mwah. Hello, life. Much love to you all and peace.